Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore Ravens 23-16 win over the Cleveland Browns. John Harbaugh, man, he had a tip of the cap to Cleveland's defense yesterday after the game.
You know, I mean, yeah, they hit a couple runs on us early. We had to clean up some gap control and some tackling, and once we got that cleaned up, it seemed like they were rolling.
Yeah, I mean, they cleaned up some things, but Cleveland, as you said, Jeremy, still a very, very good defense.
So when I think it's definitely a top five defense in this league. Again, the problem is their offense has been so bad that either they're giving you short fields, you get a stop, and then you immediately have to come right back out because they turned the ball over or went three and out immediately. So I am surprised sometimes watching these teams where it's like, run on first down, pick up a yard or two, run on second, pick up a yard or two to make it third and long or third and intermediate. And it's like, do you have any confidence whatsoever in your offense to get any of these third downs?
It's not having confidence in the offense. You're third and long because you have no confidence in your quarterback. You don't want to turn the ball over on first or second down.
You're being so predictable.
Yeah, so that's the problem. I love playing the game of when they go for it on fourth down, telling you what I like before it happens. I did not like them going for it on fourth down. However, I love the play selection. John Harbaugh talked about taking a chance on that play.
I was hoping for a first down, man. But you knew it had a chance, you know, and it just was executed so beautifully. And then I say this, I told Mark coming off the field, when he turned the corner and he saw, I mean, he accelerated. I'll bet he was well over 20 miles an hour there. I mean, he kicked it into fourth gear and he was rolling.
Derrick Henry was 22 miles an hour yesterday, which I think, Joe, was that the fastest run of the day yesterday? The top speed of the day?
I don't think so because Jahmyr Gibbs was playing. Okay. But it's top 25 in the league like through 11 weeks.
The guy
that
was top
weeks.
Speed is the one that ran him down and tackled him.
So what was Preston talking about? He's lost his step.
That was an angle.
He got run all. He got run down by a defensive back on an angle.
But my point was, Mark, if Henry was 22 miles an hour, Mark Andrews wasn't over 20 miles an hour.
When was the last time we've been overseas? Because I think he was talking kilometers. Because, like, again, you did pick the slowest guy on offense, not counting the offensive linemen who aren't touching the ball, to run that play. That's why nobody was expecting it. It's like, oh, man, they're not going to roll this guy out. But it was. It was a brilliant design, and I'm wondering how many teams now try to steal that.
Yeah. You know what? If you take away the tush push, then that play doesn't exist. But if you're going to keep it, not a bad – you don't have the personnel of the Eagles.
Yeah.
So I like it. I mean, I thought it was a brilliant play call. Shedeur Sanders came into the game for an injured Dylan Gabriel, and Harbaugh talked about pressuring the young quarterback.
So glad you asked that. I should have said more about that in the team post-meeting. I mean, first of all, the defense. I think they had gave up 187 yards, okay? The pressure, the pass rush was incredible, especially in the second half. You know, how many sacks, how many quarterback hits, really didn't give him a chance to breathe really at all. I thought the coverage was really good. Man coverage, yeah, he completed a couple there. But how about the coverage down the stretch? How about Cheeto's play? How about Rowe's play? You know, just tight coverage and batting balls out and getting PBUs. Of course, the sacks. I'm just going to be more proud of those guys.
He brought up Awuzie, but man, what a play that was.
That was play. That was fantastic defensive play. And I hope that, I mean, people get it, but I don't know if people really appreciate it, how difficult that is. That's a lonely place to be. You're a defensive back. That's a lonely place
in the end zone?
To be. Yeah.
Yeah. Got to give up on a ball.
You know? And that's what it was. He kept fighting. He didn't, because if he gave up, that would have been a catch. He just kept fighting for the football, and that's why he won.
We all collectively thought Kyle Hamilton played great yesterday, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Kyle, how do you think he played?
Complimentary football is what we preach, and you know, we hope that one day, one of these games, defense is going to play lights out, offense is going to play lights out, but you know, it's not guaranteed in this league, and it rarely happens. So we got thrown into some sticky situations, and we held them to field goal on the muff punt, and you know, that's what we're called out there to do. It doesn't matter the situation, doesn't matter what the situation is in the game. If there's a blade of grass to defend, we're going to defend it. And Mark, you missed it. I just gave you like all your flowers. But yeah, I think everybody just stayed locked in, and situationally, I thought we were really good today.
Well, you play that great, and his response, Jeremy, is that he played complimentary football.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Complimentary football.
That's kind of like
an outstanding day.
That's kind of, I told you the other day, it's kind of like when in The Office, when Idris Elba goes, "Yes, I'm aware of the effect I have on women." You know, like he knows it, but he's right. Just going to be humble about it. Like, yeah, it happens. Okay, like women love me. The same thing with Kyle Hamilton. Yeah, I'm playing defense, but you know, I'm just here. I'm just going to make the plays I can. That guy was everywhere.
Yeah, yesterday. He was.
Everywhere. Yeah.
He's a problem. I don't know if you know this, but he's a problem for the other team.
Well, like, how good is Myles Garrett? And I think there's an honest conversation. Granted, we're always going to take the pass rusher over the safety.
Yeah.
But there's an honest conversation of, you know, what's the disparity from him to the next guy at his position?
Could Myles Garrett win a total of 4 games this year and still be defensive player of the year?
He can, because it doesn't matter for defensive players.
Yeah.
It only matters if you're the quarterback.
Offense, yeah, you're right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're right. Speaking of quarterback, Lamar Jackson talked about the frustrations of the game yesterday.
Yeah, you just got to keep a clear mind, you know. But I wouldn't say frustration, but you kind of ticked off because our defense just put us in a great spot, and then for us to turn the ball back over us, we can't have that, you know. And shout out to defense because they played a great game.
Yeah, they played a great game. They did. And the offense, it did just enough to win the game.
Yeah. Just enough. Because I tell you, the red zone's got to get better. It's a sin when you see these guys either get a quick change or they have a long drive that stalls and end up with a field goal. It's like, I mean, and I'm happy they came here with a W, but I still, and I said this to people I was watching, was they beat Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. No, this game should have been a runaway. And it wasn't. And it was close till the end, because you think they have it, and they're like, do they? Like, is it possible? Can another mistake happen?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy they won. Were they 500 now?
Yes.
Okay.
Weird to say that.
They had to get to that. They had to get to 500.
They did. Can't win 4 until you win 1. So they're here now.
They're here now. So the Browns defense, and Lamar Jackson talked about them creating chaos yesterday.
I mean, this type of defense is going to create chaos. You know, they want to hit receivers, knock them off their routes and stuff like that. And these zone coverage with a guy like Myles Garrett pressuring. So you don't want to just throw it up and cause a turnover, even though we had 2-1 tip pass, 1 off a lineman helmet, you know. But we don't want to just turn the ball over. So you're going to try to go to a check down, if anything. But he just kept tracing, you know. So that's how we're getting inside.
Ravens had, 3 turnovers yesterday, 2 created by the Browns defense. And they had, 12 negative plays?
Really?
I think they had 12 plays, 12 negative plays yesterday on offense. Not a very good day for the Baltimore Ravens. 410-583-1057. Joppa, Trey, good morning.
What's going on, my man?
Not much, man. How are you?
Not bad. I just wanted to give a takeaway I had from the game yesterday. I made this point on you guys' show before the season that I wanted the Ravens to find other ways to win other than Lamar having to be great. because I've seen other quarterbacks, especially in the playoffs, not have their best day, and the team find a way. Zach Orr and the defense, shout out to them. I think this is like, what, 4 or 5 straight weeks of at least multiple turnovers?
Yep.
At halftime, yep. I was saying, if the defense hold the rope, we'll win this game because we'll find a way to score, you know, 1 or 2 more times.
And they shut them out in the second half.
They did, man. They did. And I'm so happy for that, though. Like, we've seen Lamar ball and MVP Lamar, and we've seen the team look great, the offense look great in the red zone, in the regular season, beating up on the 49ers on Christmas, blowing the Bills out early in the season last year. We've seen that. We have not. Yesterday was the prototypical game that, in the past, the Ravens will lose. If Lamar doesn't have a 100 quarterback rating or put the cape on, we lose those couple of games where the offense struggles to find its way. Tyler Loop, I thought that was a very important kick for Loop. It came at a big time having to tie the game up. Wind was swirling there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he they're bringing Loop. Loop is having a moment. As the season is going along, he hasn't had a game winner yet, but he's having little small moments that are crescendoing, in my opinion, to a big moment. But I'm never going to worry. If I win in my best – Rob, you a coach. You guys coach, Jeremy and Ed. If I win a game and my best player, my unanimous best player don't play good, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Because I know that's not him.
Right.
I know that's more of an anomaly than what's the norm. So – I'm happy we found a way to win. Shout out to Kyle Hamilton. I've been hard on him. You know, he's impacting the game now, though, man. And that's it's so evident. I mean, we're getting the best version out of him, and it's helping the defense. I appreciate you, Kyle.
Trey, thanks a lot, man. I like that. You know, I know what Lamar can do. Yeah. So if you can win a game with Lamar not being Superman, that's a good win because he's going to be Superman more often than not.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, this team, and we've said this I don't know how many times, they tend to play to the level of the competition.
I hate that.
I really do, too. I mean, they do.
It is weird. I don't feel as comfortable playing with a lead in the fourth quarter, which is such a weird thing to say. I'm not telling you I feel more comfortable with them being behind, but I kind of have more confidence in them coming back. It's like, oh, it's going to happen. Kind of like what he was just saying with, you know, if the defense holds, and they're going to do it. They're going to make that play. That's why I understand Preston's grade. I thought Lamar deserved a little bit better because of that final drive getting him down there. He made some really nice throws. On third down, second and long, you know, I just thought he was better than that on the last stretch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.